Jared, let's talk a little bit about Greg Tate. He was a Village Voice staff writer. He was an Ivy League lecturer. He's an author, an interviewer of musical royalty. You two actually met in Dayton and then went your separate ways and reconnected in New York. How did it all happen?
Well, actually, no. Even though he was born in Dayton and I grew up in Dayton, we didn't really meet each other until we were both involved with the origins of the Black Rock Coalition. And at the time, Greg was actually one of the co-founders of the Black Rock Coalition, along with Vernon Reed and Conda Mason. And at the time, I was coming up to the New York area with a Cleveland, Ohio band by the name of Human Switchboard. Mm-hmm. And we were playing like the Peppermint Lounge, CBGB's, Danceteria, 930 Club in D.C., Khyber Pass in Philly, a number of different places. When I went to these meetings, basically everyone was talking about how difficult it was for a black band to a black rock and roll band to actually have performance opportunities. So I went and talked to Hilly Crystal and Louise, who were running CBGB's at the time, and we decided to do a two-night show, and Greg came up with the title Stalking Heads, and we did a two-night festival that really sort of like kick-started everything.
And so that's how it all began. What year was that again?
1999.
Okay. Well, Jared, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, man, my pleasure, Mike.